All right, welcome to the Stock Market Update. It is Wednesday, March 9th, and wow, there's a lot going on. Yesterday was a volatile session for stocks. The S&P 500 drops deeper into correction territory. Commodities gone crazy yesterday. Crude oil skyrockets 7% after the U.S. bans Russian oil. Gold jumps 3%. Trading of nickel is expanded, and we have several famous stocks making 52-week lows. So we will take a look at all of this, but before we dive in and show you what's happening this morning, hi, I'm Marcus Heidkotter, and this super smart guy over there is my head coach, Mark Hodge. Together, we have more than 47 years of trading experience, and every morning, we sift through a mountain of news websites, newsletters, and reports, and then we take the most important news and go live right here to share with you what you need to know as you head into your trading day. If you're new to this channel, if this is your first time here, I know it can be overwhelming a little bit, and don't worry, we have a special video just for you that I will link to in the description. That's a great place to get started. Okay, Mark. Jeez, I mean, these markets, there's never a dull moment, right? I mean, yesterday, the charts don't really tell the story if you look at the daily chart. We have to look at a five-minute chart here, right?
Agreed. I mean, some big swings, and I see you have the S&P, and gosh, you know, opening, dropping, rallying, and did you measure that from the low to the high?
I think it was around 2%. Let me see. Here we go. It's almost actually 2.8%.
Yeah, almost a 3% swing, and then just having some difficulties in the afternoon, finishing back near session low, so down 0.7%. The Dow dropped 184 points after being up 585 points earlier, so a 770-point swing. So even though it finished just 0.5% lower, that's a big, big swing. And then the NASDAQ also sliding, and so the Dow's deeper in correction territory, the S&P's in technical correction, and the Dow's falling deeper into a bear market territory. And what do we do now, Marcus?
The Nasdaq. It's the Nasdaq that's falling into bear market territory. You said the Dow.
Yeah.
And I mean, it seems that right now it's all about crude oil. And what is crude oil doing? I mean, we see here that crude oil just went crazy from the beginning of the year around $75 to what it topped $130 yesterday. Crude oil was up again. What was yesterday? 7% after the U.S. said it will ban Russian oil imports or energy imports in general, which also includes natural gas. But then this morning, we see that this morning, crude oil is down almost 5%. I mean, it seems that crude oil is dictating the markets right now.
I would agree here. With this type of movement, when you have such a sharp increase, we talked about the relationship to or the impact crude oil and rising energy costs has on inflation and how that could hurt economic growth just because of wallet share, right? If you're spending more money on energy, you don't have money to spend elsewhere. So that seems to be the key for the markets right now.
Yeah. So, I mean, and this morning we see crude oil is dropping, and there's a reason for it because the head of the IEA, gosh, this is the International Energy Agency, said it could release more oil. So this is helpful. And then we also heard that the U.S. has been talking since last weekend already with Venezuela, but right now there is some sanctions against Venezuelan oil. But it seems that Venezuela released two political prisoners, and maybe, and this is where the hope comes in here for traders, maybe we can get some oil from Venezuela here to make up for the Russian oil that we are missing. And I mean, President Biden said it will hurt us at the pump, and some say we might see $5 at the pump as a national average before it gets better. And I mean, you'll probably say, what are you talking about? I'm already seeing $5 at the pump here in California.
That absolutely. I mean, in California, it's always going to be the highest. But I mean, this is where you just see these sanctions taking place. But the energy costs in Europe is the bigger issue, right? You know, in the U.S., making a small sacrifice compared to energy and the necessity of energy, natural gas, and oil from Russia and Europe.
Yeah. And if you look at the Finviz sector, one-day performance here of yesterday, energy outperforming again. And when we take a look at this, I mean, energy has been outperforming for the past week. So looking at a few stocks here, I mean, Chevron yesterday up, what, 5%? This morning, although, with the falling oil prices, dropping 4%. So giving up pretty much all of yesterday's gains thus far. And then, I mean, yay, solar stocks making a comeback here. I mean, if we just zoom out a little bit and maybe even go to a weekly chart, we see that solar stocks have been a little bit all over the place. And especially here since the beginning of the year, I brought up Enphase, dropped basically from 281 to 125. So that's cut in half. But then yesterday, a nice pop here of 11%.
Interesting to see that move. I don't know if Biden addressed it specifically, but you know, our dependency on oil and oil becomes really clear with the geopolitical situation that we have, and maybe the shift to cleaner energy was a little premature, but now energy stocks making nice moves.
Yeah, SunPower Corporation also up yesterday, 18%. And I mean, this morning slightly dropping 1.3%. I'm not surprised by this. Maybe a little bit of profit taking, but still hanging in there at the high levels. Now, we talked about over the past few days about commodities, right? And so let's take a look at gold futures, because gold, I mean, also yesterday, huge move this morning, dropping below 2,000 in overnight futures trading here. That's interesting.
Yep, gold started to make a run, got up to 2079 almost, and a 2% move in gold is huge. That is a big move in gold. And now we see down 2.5%. So the risk asset, the flight to safety there, is it coming back a little bit? Futures and crude oil say that could be the case, at least for today.
Yeah, we also we talked about nickel, and I mean nickel, wow, this has gone crazy, and trading has been halted. I mean, if you look here, this means trading is halted at the LME, the London Metal Exchange, because nickel has gone crazy. I mean, Russia is the biggest producer of nickel. I mean, when I say producer, they have the mines, right? You mine nickel, but yeah, this is where trading is just halted. Has been since pretty much last night. There we see, yeah, since midnight.
And anybody short nickel is not having a good week.
Oh my God, that is, oh my, I mean, look how, this is above $100,000 per, what is it, per kilogram or something like this? It's just crazy.
Yeah, huge.
All right. So this also, yesterday's move has an effect on stocks, especially some of our beloved tech stocks. If you look at a weekly chart here of Amazon, so Amazon yesterday made a 52-week low. That is a little bit surprising. But I mean, Amazon also, higher energy costs are not good. You mentioned it. It's not only fighting for wallet share. I mean, Amazon also has its own delivery service. They have their own planes. So, I mean, they are definitely affected by this. But then we have some other companies like Facebook. Facebook making a 52-week low. And I mean, Facebook is struggling. I mean, ever since they had the last earnings report where they basically said our daily average users are going down and our ad revenue is affected by what Apple does here with the tracking or non-tracking. I mean, ever since, Facebook has not been able to catch a break.
Yeah, this one caught me by surprise. Such a sharp move lower. You know, there were some names that got caught up with the pandemic run and rally and outperforming and doubling and then getting hurt this year. But interesting to see Facebook go from 380 down to 190. Gosh.
Yeah, but also another darling, Netflix. I mean, Netflix at some point trading above 700 here, now trading at 350. Netflix also making a 52-week low.
Really interesting to see.
Yeah. All right. And then we have more news from companies suspending their operations in Russia. McDonald's has been in the news because until yesterday, they still have operated all of their restaurants in Russia. And then finally, this morning or late yesterday, they said, okay, We are temporarily closing all of the location in Russia. And that's quite significant because McDonald's typically has the franchise model and doesn't own its locations. But in Russia, they own 84% of their restaurants there. So it's slightly different.
Yeah, and I saw that they're going to continue to pay their employees. What I thought was interesting is that Russian operations only account for 3% of McDonald's operating income, but make up 9% of its annual revenues. So when we first saw the McDonald's drop that took place 2 days ago, it seemed like, gosh, that's a big drop for McDonald's. And now that we know that 9% of the income comes from, or the annual revenue comes from Russia, that makes a little more sense.
Yeah, absolutely. And this morning, market participants seem to like the move here from McDonald's, up 1.2%. And shortly after McDonald's announced it, this when also Starbucks said, okay, we're going to suspend operations in Russia. So they said that they would close all of its locations in Russia. Coca-Cola, same. So they said that they were halting most sales there, and also Pepsi, because, I mean, they've earned some critic over the past few days by saying, okay, guys, what's going on? Why are you not following these sanctions? Why are you still operating at full capacity in Russia?
Yeah, it's starting to the impact, the social movement to join the party here is working.
Yeah. Yum Brands, which own KFC and Pizza Hut, same deal. They said no more Pizza Hut and KFC in Russia for the foreseeable future. I mean, all of this is, of course, temporary. And it seems that this morning, market participants like that. All right, got to talk about the big news. Bitcoin making a pretty big move overnight. I mean, look at this. We're up 9%. I mean, so, okay, this was a little bit surprised. Did you see what happened there?
I did, and we briefly discussed it yesterday where we were saying that we know that there's money being sent, or, you know, transactions being made with cryptos because of all the banking issues in Russia. And then maybe with the U.S. government cracking down on Bitcoin, that could be hampering Bitcoin's rally. But it jumped because of optimism about U.S. policy on tokens, because Biden signed an executive order mandating government agencies to research the pros and cons of a digital dollar, and making recommendations on combating illicit finance. There's nothing about regulation, but it also sounded like it was a positive because it was embracing the opportunity behind cryptocurrencies.
Yeah, and this was kind of an oopsie daisy because, I mean, he has not signed it yet. So the idea is that he will sign it today. And last night on the US Treasury website, a press release or a statement was already being issued. And then they say, oopsie, no, they took it down, but traders saw it. And this is why we had this overnight run here late last night, around 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Eastern time, and Bitcoin hanging in there. I mean, it's not only Bitcoin, it's also Ethereum, it's also Solana, but Bitcoin definitely the biggest jump here. So we'll see what happens today when President Biden signs his executive order.
Interesting.
All right, now looking at the markets overall of what's happening here in overnight trading, switching to a five-minute chart of the E-mini S&P, and we see that futures are solidly rallying. And again, this were the exact opposite with crude oil, right? So here's the crude oil futures overnight. Crude oil going down, indices going up. And this is where, because right now crude oil seems to be dictating of what's happening. So after being beaten down, let's go back to a daily chart here. It seems that right now we have some buying the dip going on.
Looks like a strong start, almost 2% higher. NASDAQ leading the way, so could be a fun day.
Yeah, so NASDAQ up, 2.3% in overnight trading, so pointing to a much stronger opening, and even the Dow up 1.7%. So we'll see if this buying the dip will continue during the regular trading session, or if you see a little bit of a retracement. This is never a dull moment when it comes to the markets here, especially right now. Now, also very briefly, tomorrow we have the super important CPI report. And next week, we have the Fed meeting. So this will be important. So stay tuned and drop in here. We'll cover live what's happening here with the CPI. And right now, looking at the futures here, a 99.8% probability that the Fed will raise interest rates by 0.25%. I mean, this is as close to 100% as I've seen it over the past few weeks.
So do you think the Fed will raise rates next week?
Yeah, 0.25%. I said it when everybody said that they will raise it 0.5%. I said 0.25%. And I actually have a bet going on with one of our mastermind members where I said, nope, it's not 0.5%. It's 0.25%. We'll see what they do next week. Anyhow, we got to jump over talking about our mastermind into our mastermind group where we trade live. If you would like to know how we trade these crazy markets, take a look at these videos here. Subscribe to the channel. Leave us a like on your way out. And we'll see you in the next video. Take care.
Happy trading, everybody.